This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A former Penrose funeral home owner who helped her ex-husband hide nearly 200 decomposing bodies has been sentenced to 30 years in prison. Carrie Hulford also received an 18-year sentence in a related federal fraud case. The episode has forced the state to clamp down on an industry plagued by repeated scandal and lax oversight. Vail Resorts Rocky Mountain Properties, which includes those in Colorado, took a 25% hit to visitor numbers this winter due to the lack of snow. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
In an update for investors, Vail executives said this past winter was one of the most challenging in history for the Western U.S. Revenue from all of Vail's business lines declined, including lift tickets, food, ski school, and equipment rental. And sales of next season's Epic Pass are off to a slow start, with a moderate decline from last year at this time. Epic Pass sales were slowing even before the terrible conditions this winter. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Get a warrant. That's the message Republican Representative Lauren Boebert is sending with her latest bill, the Surveillance Accountability Act. The bill would require federal authorities get a warrant before federal agencies can access digital records. Boebert says there's a lot of wireless surveillance in the world, from facial recognition to automated license plates readers.
They're blanketing our neighborhoods with flock cameras, and every single one of you should be saying, "What the flock?"
Boebert is running the bill with Republican Representative Thomas Massie, who said they might try to fast-track the bill to the U.S. House floor. This is CPR News.